and Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a manner that we can't just continue to go. And I just realized today, man, I've been trying to
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, amen. Here's a faith update. We were saying how we were, well, praying for the enemies, their wickedness to turn on them. Amir just posted that 470 plus of Hamas's rockets that were fired from Gaza landed in Gaza. So they're literally shooting themselves at this point. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. I do. Oops. I do. Yeah. Do you want the pledges too, or just the opening prayer? What do you want? All right. Do you have it?
Thank you.
This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. Because he is the great I am. I receive this word and plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart. Produce a hundredfold return and more in my life in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit of God, I know you live inside of me, and you are my resident teacher. Show me the way tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I don't hear it. Jesus, I give all the grief in my life to you. And I let you bear the grief of my life. Thank you.
works, or sometimes if there wasn't one, you could go to an assemblies or villages, or in those. Psalm 23 says, you know, calls you.
We didn't have a chance to click on that, but basically, I just wanted to give you a call regarding the check order to finalize that. I'm going to give you a call on Monday, and so that we could finish the check order and get those checks ordered. Phone number is 4671-5700, extension 1250. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Okay. I'll say it again. You get
take every bit of sickness or disease. That anyone would ever try to put on me, I let you take it from me, Lord. I receive life and health and strength and peace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. people sit there in that group of homeless people.
Psalm 105:37. Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Ryan. Ryan. Well, not that I heard yet. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that fills my life. Yeah, it was so far it's been ministering healing.
Some of your spirits, some of your spots.
use your bathroom. I say that because it's the number among the top 10 things that want people to churches.
Why would Jesus want you to be sick?
And they never had time to know God in the midst of performing all of their things. Amen. Well, Richard and Sunday, you're over there. I love in the word and an amen and stuff too. We do. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony.
We just stop. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. That which I also deliver to you. Every day, according to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. I receive you, Jesus, into my life, into every part of my very being, Lord. I receive all of your grace and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer
every day. Surely the people who love me will hurt me. I'll have a walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. The bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there's nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me over this prayer, I receive bread. Your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. Your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. I have been redeemed by your blood, Jesus. I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over. It cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white.
and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus, by the